Lebanon's Bekaa Valley in mid-August should be a verdant oasis as migrant workers pick grapes for the fall harvest. Instead, parts of it were reduced to rubble during the 34-day war with Israel. The ceasefire in late August saved much of the wine crop, but David Schenker of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says Lebanese wineries have lost significant revenue from related businesses.
They do have a tourism industry that is, you know, both based on, you know, the nature and the skiing and the beaches, and then on the wine road, because there's some 3-4, you know, major vineyards in Lebanon. People go and they tour them all.
Once beautiful beach resorts are now polluted with oil after Israel bombed petroleum tanks on the coast. Many of Lebanon's roads are impassable, all of which means the tourism business will continue to suffer. Lebanon is already heavily in debt from its 1975 civil war and the Israeli invasion in 1982. Schenker says Lebanon's economy relies heavily on external investors. The country's award-winning wine industry, which reached almost $10.5 million in wine exports last year, is one way of selling Lebanon to potential investors.
It's really a major industry in terms of exporting Lebanon to the world.
Lebanese-born Jad Chumas is the beverage manager at a Washington, D.C. restaurant serving many Lebanese customers. He says although Islam bans the drinking of alcohol, there is a growing demand for wine among his countrymen in Lebanon.
Since we have a 60-40, 60% Muslims and 40 Christians, Muslims do not drink, but for Christians, wine is very important.
Despite the restrictions of their religion, Chumas says some Lebanese Muslims enjoy drinking wine too. Only 50 miles away from the Bekaa Valley, vineyards in northern Israel were hit by Hezbollah missiles, placing their wine crop in jeopardy as well. For Moshe Haviv, manager of the Dalton Winery, the ceasefire came just in time.
For us, the ceasefire was a miracle because in the same time of the ceasefire, we start the harvest.
Wine has long been an important part of Jewish culture. Paul Sham is an adjunct scholar with the Middle East Institute.
Wine has been grown in the Middle East for thousands of years, and certainly it's something that was a part of Jewish culture because of their connection with wine back in biblical times.
Like their Lebanese counterparts, some Israelis frown on social drinking. Sham says that perception is changing.
Among more sophisticated Israelis who are interested in behaving in many ways like Europeans and upper-class Americans, you'll find it.
Israel's wine industry, like Lebanon's, is growing. In 2005, the industry generated $175 million in sales. In the vineyards of Lebanon and Israel, disaster for this year has been averted as growers and workers continue the centuries-old struggle to balance war and business. Ernest Leong, VOA News.